We're going to do another Testimony Sunday today, which is really, really exciting. Who out of the, not that, if you weren't at the conference, obviously God is doing stuff and you may have a testimony, so for sure. But for the people who were at the conference, if you put your hand up, it doesn't mean you have to testify, but who felt God did something in their life over the last couple days if you're at the conference? Right on. Praise the Lord. That's a testimony right there, right? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There's a scripture, so the preteens, I prompted them. I'm going to say the first half of the verse and see if any of the preteens, there's no pressure, but just see if any of the preteens know the second half of the verse. You guys ready? All right. A couple of them are like, okay, what is it? I gave them a hint. It was in Revelation, but I didn't tell them where, so it might be hard to, I'm not going to tell them where it is. But the first part of the verse says, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb. And do you get anyone know? Anyone know in the second? And out of the preteens. Oh, Skylar. Yes. Yes, I will repeat it. Yes. So they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And you read this, the rest of it. And so that's a part of our story, is overcoming by our testimony. And so we share testimony today. So good job, preteens. So one of the things we do is we have our ABC, so I'll share that in a minute. And I appreciated something over the weekend that Doug and Terry shared around freedom. It's like, you know, you're going to come through this weekend and you're not going to be completely free. And so if you didn't come for the weekend for whatever reason, you weren't able to or you chose not to come, there's always more freedom for us, right? We don't end, right? I know every once in a while I hear somebody says, yeah, I've dealt with my stuff. I'm like, you know, no, you haven't actually. You're in denial. But we go through a process, and there may be seasons where we're like, I don't feel like I have any stuff to deal with right now. It's not like we're always dealing with stuff, but there are seasons where we're not feeling like I need to deal with anything right now. But it's a lifetime process of growing in our faith, and then other issues come up, sometimes motivations. So we're always looking to the Lord to grow in our faith, and part of growing in our faith is receiving more freedom. I know, I mean, you know, as the elders, we talk. I can tell you all the elders say, yeah, I need more freedom. They need more freedom. You know, Arnold in the meetings tells me, you know, Chris, you need to deal with that. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. But he would, and I would appreciate that, actually, if there was something I needed to deal with. And so that's a lifetime process. So don't worry if you actually have stuff going on in your life. We all do. All right, so the ABCs, 1A, we want to remember the testimony is about you. It's not about your second cousin twice removed on your mother's side. So we're glad that God is working in that cousin, and you can tell me if you like about it, but up here we want to hear what God is doing in your life. Second, we're asking people, B is to keep it brief. Why? Why do we want to keep it brief? We want everybody to have a chance. We have multiple people to have a chance to share. If you feel you actually have like a longer testimony you want to share at one point, reach out to us. Maybe there's a time we could do that, but we would plan that ahead and see that it's Christ-centered, right? That's who we're here to glorify, is that what is Jesus doing? What is Jesus doing in your life? So before we start, Carolyn, you want to share that word? It was related to the weekend, but I think it's for all of us, really.
When we were worshiping, I just felt at one point, just sit down, Carolee, and pay attention. So I sat down, and I felt to ask God, what do you want to say, or what do you want to show us? And I saw the hand of God coming down and lifting a veil off this church. And immediately I saw a picture of the grave where Jesus was laid, and all the wrappings were folded neatly and left behind. And when Jesus called Lazarus forth from the grave, he came forth alive, but he said, unbind him. And I felt like God was saying, this weekend was about leaving the grave clothes behind and getting unbound and free. So, Father, would you start it this weekend? Father, would you complete the good work that you started in us? In Lord, even for those that weren't here, Lord, they're here this morning, and this and those online, Lord, lift the veil off them. Show them what needs to come off, Lord, so that they can be free and, Lord, serve you in everything you call them to. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks, Carolee. So Laura came up to me and said, I can kick us off. I'm like, okay, come on up, Laura. You're going to share first testimony. And afterwards, I mean, you can come sit up here if you want to share, or just come see me and we'll have some more people share.
All right. Some of you might be aware, I really like walking. Or running, depending. If you're, but no, I don't run, I walk, but some people accuse me of running. Anyway, so I also, I do pretty much whatever I can. I don't walk to Surrey to work, but everywhere else pretty much I walk. So getting groceries or getting here or anywhere else. So last Sunday, lo and behold, I was out walking. I was on my way to pick something up at a place I'd never been before. It was downtown somewhere. And I wasn't paying very close attention because I was trying to find the place where I was going. And I stepped into a hole. Well, maybe not a hole, more like a precipice. A small precipice. And I went down. The sidewalk ended prematurely. It's not my fault. I should have been paying closer attention, however. And I went down, and as I went down, I went, oh, the sidewalk ended. I said it out loud. I just kind of observed, oh, the sidewalk just ended. Anyway, I got back up, and I kind of limped a little bit, and someone was like, are you okay? I was like, oh, yeah, it's just my pride. And he was like, well, nobody saw. Well, I saw. And he looked at the crowd, and I said, they saw too. And he was like, yeah, okay. So I limped a little, and then it was fine. And I was like, oh, it's fine. So I walked for another hour and a half, went for a little walk with Hollis, and then I sat for a little while, and then my foot started to hurt. And I was like, oh, well, that's annoying. So I thought, well, I'll elevate it, and I'll ice it a bit, and it'll be fine. It was still hurting. I went to bed before 9 because I like to go to bed early. I was like, I'm just going to go to bed really early and it'll be great. I wake up at midnight and my foot, I can't move my toes. Well, I could move my big toe, but I couldn't move the rest of them. And my foot had woken me up because it was hurting so much. And I was like, who can I text who might be awake at midnight and will pray for my foot? Carolee. So I texted Carolee, and I was like, Carolee, you got to pray for my foot. Because I'm thinking, oh, we have the conference this week, and I need to be able to get to the grocery store. I did, I think, like 6 runs with the groceries, because you can only carry so much at a time. And I was like, how am I going to like do that if I can't walk? And I knew that I could definitely call people in this community and be like, I need your help, and they would help me. That is true. But I was like, but I would like to be able to walk. So anyway, texted Carolee, and she's like, I'm going to call you. And I was like, oh my goodness, she's calling me at midnight. I don't talk to people after 9 p.m. But anyway, so she prayed for my foot and admonished me, Laura, don't do any walking you don't have to do tomorrow. You'll survive the day. And I was like, I don't know. I might survive. But yes, and she said, and ice it and go back to sleep, and it'll be better by morning. So I get up in the morning. I'm like, oh, my foot doesn't hurt anymore. It felt a little bit like, you know, when you've had an injury for a while and then it heals, but you can still kind of feel like, oh, yeah, that used to be injured. So God healed my foot. Praise God. So, yes, I just want to give glory to God that He still heals, and sometimes it's not like that instant thing. Sometimes you gotta sleep on it and wait until morning. But yeah, I am grateful. All right, who's next?
Can I pray for you real quick?
You sure can.
All right, Lord, just thank you so much for Laura, and just bless her abundantly. Thank you for what you're doing in her life. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Yeah, I was wondering in the elders chat why I was getting a message from Laura at 12:15. Laura's never up at 12:15 in the morning. And Carolee just doesn't sleep, so just text her anytime. So, I'm kidding. Come on up, Mary Jane.
Good morning, Iadixin Wenwen. My name is Mary Jane. I've been at this church now for about 32 years. So it's really nice to be able to get up and give a testimony, to be encouraged here. For those of you who don't know, I'm Indigenous. My tribe is Intlikapmuk, and that's my language. And I taught for 18 years at UBC and at Langara College, and I retired. I'm the elder at Langara College. And as an elder, I still do lecturing, but on a smaller scale. So last Thursday, I had to go to the college to give a welcome and an opening to new employees to the college. And I just had like 4 minutes or something. They gave me 4 or 5 minutes to do this welcome. And as you know, many Indigenous stories can last up to 4 days. So I had to diminish this one story about the Raven the trickster who wanted to work at Langara College. And so, but I didn't know how to condense that story down. And so I had to jump in an Uber and get to the college by 12. And I said, Holy Spirit of God, would you help me? I really need some help with this story about Raven the trickster. And just like that, I received a message about Raven the trickster wanted to retire, but he didn't want to give up causing tricks and mischief wherever he went on a daily basis. So the Holy Spirit gave me the idea of Raven the trickster can retire, but can still create mischief, chaos, and foolish things, because Raven the trickster represents humanity. Every one of us have a trickster in our being. And so anyway, I told that story, and the people just loved it. And it just resonated, and it just showed the humor that some of our stories bring to the mix. But I want to introduce a young man who I met at the college. He's one of our students, Diego. Diego, could you wave? And Diego's grandfather and I went to residential school together, and we were schoolmates. And his two aunties, Della and Lucy, were in my dorm at the residential school. And so I feel like Diego and I were related somehow. And I just love going to the college and talking to Diego. He's always studying his scriptures and has questions about them. So I hope you'll make him feel welcome today. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Lord, we thank you for Mary Jane and the amazing work that you have done and are still doing in her life. And we just bless you, Mary Jane, in the name of Jesus, just to continue to know the fullness of Jesus, to be filled afresh with Holy Spirit. Bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, Redemption. And morning, hi, my friends. And I can't believe I'm standing here sharing, and also on the Pentecost Sunday. And I really have to share something. I was here Thursday night until Sunday, 9 p.m. And it's first time for me to be at a deliverance conference, and that experience to receive another very special gift. Our Lord died on the cross for us to give, and it's a powerful experience. And first day it was very difficult digging into the sins and hurt and brokenness. And I was really, I was telling Pastor Daniel at 9:30 p.m. on Thursday night, I'm going home to have a glass of wine. I did at 12:30. I was just heartbroken. But I did not feel I'm not going back tomorrow. I wanted to come back here. And Friday, and I was telling myself, we were going through this test, and I was telling myself, I don't want to do this, but I want to see what it looks like. I want to be in the room to just witness, to observe. And I was tempted. I Holy Spirit probably was prompting me, see, I have something for you. Nikki, come. Come to receive. Open your hands. I was in the room, and I was there, witnessed a few of my dear sisters going through the process. The burden on my heart was heavy, and the devil was whispering me, Nikki, you don't want to do this. This is so much. Leave the room, and you can't handle this. You are too weak, you're tender, you don't, I really feel like this is much stressful. So I told this lady next to me, I said, I'm going to leave, and it was just the Holy Spirit again, and sent this lady with me outside, and she prayed for me, and this lady insisted me to go back. And I was thinking, okay, I can go back to observe more, but I'm not going to receive that deliverance process. I'm not going to sit there and go through that. Somehow, not just 2 minutes after I was in the room, I was in the chair receiving the I don't know what happened. I was in the chair, and I kind of asked to go through that test again, and it was just, I honestly don't remember all the process, but I do remember I was very calm and at ease, and unlike myself, the old me, I was always so nervous and scared and this and that and complaining and yay. It just, that is in me, and but also I had inner healing prayer before. I always very quick to get emotional, but yesterday they none. So there were two deliverance ministers. Then they called another one. So there were three of them in the room, and I remember I repeated Bible verses and denouncement, different things, but all of a sudden I heard, holy, 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 the Lord God Almighty. Then I felt my body was warms, this kind of warms I never felt, and I feel it's so opened up, and I just burst out cry, and my tears out, and I. Then after that, I feel light, I feel free, and Jesus set me free, and free. And there were evil spirit of shame to be called out, fear, and many name it. And but even after, I said, I feel free. Do I deserve this? Then one of the deliverance minister told me, Nikki, you deserve it. Even you sin again, and you have God. You have the blood of Jesus. You deserve it. And I truly feel free. Who him, Jesus, says free. Free is indeed. And since then, I feel that free, I also feel empowered. And that power I never experienced. And I see image of dragon or serpent has mouth open looking at me. I say, in the name of Jesus, you go away. I'm not afraid of you. I grew up, have this, my favorite vocabularies. Oh, I'm scared. It's so spooky. Oh, I'm afraid. I don't want this anymore. I'm not afraid. I have Jesus. And the most powerful protection in the universe is the blood of Jesus. We have it. We have it in us. We have that blood in us because we are the daughters and sons of Jesus. Embrace that and use that. Call the Holy Spirit and Maranatha, Lord, come. My friends, do you want to be like Jesus? If you say yes, call the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is God's power. It's given in order for us to be like Jesus. And I think I should stop here. Thank you for listening. May the Lord bless you. My friends, love you all.
Jesus, we thank you, Lord. For Nikki, we thank you, Lord, for the freedom you have brought to her. And just again, we seal what you have done and what you are doing. And we know it's not the end, but there's even more for Nikki. There's even more for her. Bless her with more in the name of Jesus. Amen. Bless you. Thank you so much for sharing. Just one sec, Diego, okay? I'll have you come up. Diego, come in a second. Yeah. If something there resonated for you just now, like, I need that. I need more freedom. I'm not going to make anyone stand up, but I'm just going to pray for you. So just, you know, if you're feeling like, I need that, what's something that she said I really need, just posture yourself in a way to receive. I'm just going to pray for you, okay? Jesus, thank you, Lord, that there's no limits, Lord. You have no limits. You can touch us right now in the room. And so, Jesus, come. Holy Spirit, come. Father, come. And touch people in this room that feel they need more freedom. Touch people in this room that feel they're stuck. And come in your kindness and your goodness to bring freedom in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. There will be prayer ministry time after if you feel like I want some more prayer. I want more for Jesus. I want more freedom. Please come up to receive prayer afterwards as well. All right, Diego, first time here?
First time.
Awesome. Come on up.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Is this working? Okay. Wow, those are a lot of eyes. I've actually never did a testimony before, but I just felt the Holy Spirit work through me, so I decided to come up here. And I'd like to begin by first giving glory to God for bringing us all together and being in the house of the congregation today. I'd like to thank Nikeko for the wonderful introduction. And there's just a couple things that were going through my mind as soon as I walked into this house. And it was two verses, one from the Old Testament in the book of Job, where he said, "The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And another one in the New Testament, I forget which book, but it said, "You'll see greater things than these." And I just feel like those two kind of work hand in hand. And for my testimony, I'd like to begin. I was just walking through the city of Vancouver, trying to find a job. You know, things are getting rough out here. And I just kept on stumbling, falling, but, you know, fall down 6 times, stand up 7, and I decided to keep on going. And the Lord actually worked in my life. Some people call it luck. Others call it karma. I call it divine intervention. No things happen for coincidence. And I actually ended up walking into school one day. And right then and there, I was offered a job right off the bat. As soon as I started praying for it the day before, the Lord worked his magic throughout the night. And everything just happened. And I just got to say, God is good. God is great. And, you know, no matter what happens, just keep on moving forward. Amen.
Lord, we just thank you so much for Diego and your provision. Jesus, you are the God who provides. You are the provider. And so, Lord, I pray for more for Diego, that things in his heart to receive more from you, Jesus, to receive your goodness. Holy Spirit, even now, fill him afresh. Fill him afresh to overflowing. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill Diego. Bless him with the goodness of Jesus. May he see your face, Lord. May he see your face, Lord, whether it's in scriptures or in prayer or as he walks around, may he see your face, Jesus. And we bless you. We bless you, Diego, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Bless you, brother.
Yeah. Ibo, come on. Ibo, come on up. It's your, you haven't been here that long, right?
Yes, my second time.
Yeah. Second time. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. And it's my second time here. Like I just said, I was invited here by Daniel. I'm supposed to start at UBC, and I got introduced to Daniel, and he invited me to church, so I was here the week before, and last week I couldn't make it, and I'm here today. I wasn't even aware there was going to be a testimony, and it's coincidental that I'm in white, because the Lord is doing so many things, and white is about victory. It's a lot, but I'm going to try and keep it very short. Over the past year, I've dealt with a lot of difficult things, and thankfully, I'm beginning to get out of it, and God is doing so much in my life. And I just sat there and was thinking to myself whether to come up and share, and I got the prompting to come up, and this is me here sharing what God is doing in my life. So I used to live in the U.S. with my family last year, and we went through a difficult time. My wife got laid off in the middle of a difficult pregnancy, and we couldn't continue to stay in the U.S. We had to return back home. I'm originally from Ghana, and I went back home. It was a really challenging period. I couldn't work when I was home, and we decided to move back to Canada, and I committed all my time to doing that process, and we managed to arrive here just last month, so I'm only here for 1 month now. And there's so much that God has done for me in that 1 month period. I already got 2 job offers, which is very mind-blowing even for myself, because most people, when they move to Canada, it takes quite a while before they eventually find a job. I also got into UBC, and that's something that it's kind of like I have a good problem now to decide whether to take the job or to go to school. And that's something that God is doing. And then again, we were trying to get into family accommodation at UBC, and there's a very long wait list that we've been on for quite some time now. Just on Friday, I woke up, I got an email and said, hey, there's a 2-bedroom spot that we are offering to you now. And there's just a lot that God has been doing in my life, especially over the past 2-3 months, given how difficult the past year was. And I feel like there's this saying that goes like, God can give you back 10 years in one day. And I feel like that's what is happening to me. There's so much that I've lost, but there's so much that's coming back in such a short time. And it's very overwhelming. Speaking of the job that I spoke about, it's far away in Port Alberni. And I was considering deferring my admission to UBC to work for a bit to get some Canadian work experience before going to school. And I was trying to find accommodation online, and it was so difficult, so I decided to go there last week. And I went there, and it was very difficult to get across the ferry. I got there very late on Monday, 8 p.m. Next morning, I decided to move around, go to realtors, ask people around. And as I was driving, I just took a moment and said, Holy Spirit, help me. And I walked into one realtor, and she gave me a lead and gave me another lead. And in about 1 hour, I was able to find a spot, an accommodation there, something that I had been struggling for 2 weeks and not making any headway. So it's just a lot of things that the Lord is doing in my life now, and I just thought to come up here. There's a lot more. I've just tried to keep it very brief, as we're encouraged to do. But God is doing so much in my life, and I feel it's because I reconnected to God when I was in a difficult period. I started to pray a lot more and trust God, and I see things falling in place, and I'm trusting Him that He's going to continue to guide me in this new phase. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Lord, we rejoice with our brother Ibo for your provision. Lord, we rejoice with you, Ibo, and we bless you. As you have some decisions to make, that the Lord will guide you and will continue to keep you. Bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. If you notice a couple people, they were like, oh, I need something, and oh, I'm going to pray. And then, do you notice that? And then God provided. Huh, interesting, eh? Enoch will be our last one. So emphasis on brief for Enoch.
I got 15 minutes, right?
No. We're kind of done, actually. We're supposed to be going to communion now. So, yeah. we're friends, so I, that's why I'm picking
I told Chris the testimony is about him, so now he's trying to stop me from saying it. But good morning, everyone. My name is Enoch. I've been at Redemption for quite a while now, about 7 years. My mom is here visiting, and she kept... Yeah. I don't think she understood that today is Testimony Sunday, because everyone kept coming up, and she's like, another one? You know, I think she was expecting like a sermon at one point, and I was like, no, it's Testimony Sunday. They're going to keep coming up until Chris stops them, which is, I'm the last one now. But anyways, I just wanted to share something. I was here as well as everyone else Thursday, Friday, Saturday for the free and empowerment seminar that happened. I wasn't going to come, but I was kind of debating. And then last Sunday, I decided, you know what, I'm going to just register and I'll go. So I registered and I showed up, kind of didn't know what to expect. I'm a bit skeptical when it comes to the, you know, spiritual realm stuff. So I kind of look and watch and go, okay, what's going on here? And what I mean by that is, you know, people getting deliverance and things like that, right? Because I'm a Christian, I believe in Jesus, but it's just something that coming from a charismatic Christian side, African side of things, where you see things and you're like, that is not right, you know? So I kind of approach it skeptically. So I showed up, and it was really cool, like working through, I had a group of guys that I spent the whole time with, and like working through this stuff. One of the things that came to mind, and the deliverance part was actually like the very end, and it was a small portion. There was so much more that happened before that. And one of the things that got stuck with me, and I remember my grandmother. So my mom's mom went to be with the Lord in 2020. But she kept coming to mind because my grandma, she prayed for us. And I started remembering the prayers. And she did all the work. The stuff we did in like 3 days, she did that for years. And this is a woman living in Africa where her husband was a polygamist. A lot of strongholds. My grandfather, her husband, believed in going to take you to the witchcraft guys to do their thing instead of praying, right? Like, so that's kind of stuff that she was dealing with. And she would pray for that. And she worked on that kind of stuff for us. So as I was here, I was like, okay, we went through one that talks about where God rewrites your story. When you become a believer, God rewrites your story. So one of the things I just want to encourage people, as you work through this stuff, don't think that you're just doing it for you and for your peace. Like God's rewriting your story for future generations, right? So if you're gonna have kids, or you already have kids, you're working for those people as well. So it's not just for you. So for me, kind of when I got that, it changed like the way my approach was to what I was experiencing. Where it's like I'm doing this for me, but also for my kids and their kids and their kids' kids. And it just changed my whole approach. I mean, I got to see Deliverance. Carolee was in my group, and it was actually pretty cool. Like, I was like, wow, this is actually like seeing it in a way that was dignified and actually like God was in it, like it was God doing it and actually witnessing it, because I was one of the helpers, and actually seeing it like happen. I was like, wow, God, this is so cool. And I walked away from this experience like more empowered, like everyone is saying, which is like kind of, we joked about it, we're gonna be more empowered. And like you actually leave and you're like, wow, I'm actually free. I feel free and I'm empowered. So just kind of want to give thanks to God and encourage you, if an opportunity like this comes up, and I'm assuming we're gonna have more, participate, because it's not for you only that you're doing this, you're doing it for future generations as well, right? So yeah.
I mean, I love you all, but can I love you more? I don't know if I'm
I love you. I love you, Enoch. Jesus, thank you for Enoch. I just thank you, Lord, what you did this weekend and what you're doing in his life. And just bless you, Enoch. Bless you in the name of Jesus, just to receive more, not just, as you said, not just for yourself, but for your whole family, for your children. Bless you, bless your home in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. And so, and you know, we did get a little bit of a sermon. I think Nikki had a little bit of a sermon there, which was awesome. So we did get a bit of a sermon. We're going to go to communion, but Holly, I think it's good to share. You, Holly had a word, and I think it's pertinent. And then I believe it's Cheryl, are you in the house? Cheryl, I think Cheryl is doing, yes. And then you want to just come after, just come and we'll go to a time of communion.
So as we were singing the last song, kind of starting from the bridge onward, in my mind I saw us in this space, and every time the next line came in, it was like waves of, kind of like sound waves, how they go like this, but kind of pulsing. Waves from the front door all the way out past the stage, and not to the end of the stage, but like all the way through the wall and out. And it just kept coming and coming and coming and coming. And I was like, okay, that's interesting. What is that, God? And I felt him say, that's the Holy Spirit. And for some of us, whether we've grown up in a charismatic church or not, whether we've known Jesus for a long time or not, this kind of stuff can be really scary because of the stereotypes or our own brokenness. But in that image, what I was seeing was just the fact that God is gentle. God loves us. He sees where we're at. And the Holy Spirit is... it's not violent. And a lot of the time when we're thinking about like deliverance, or we're thinking about like, okay, I know my life isn't perfect, but like I'm scared to come into this place and say, okay, God, take it out of me, because what if I can't deal with that? Like, what if it's too much for me to handle? And God's like, no, don't worry about it. Like, I know you. I know what you can handle. just let me do the work, because I love you and I want you to be free. And then second thing, for those of you that are kind of like, do I feel the Holy Spirit? What if I don't feel anything, or I don't feel much? Like, is that still the Holy Spirit? Yes. The Holy Spirit is working, and he is speaking to us, whether we hear it or not, or we hear it loudly or not. Yesterday I was reminded of the passage, or the story, where God's not in the earthquake, he's not in the storm, he was in the whisper. And sometimes that's what it is, but don't put the Holy Spirit into that box. Like, he just wants us to be willing to receive. And so that's my encouragement to all of us today.